Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City. And right now we're sitting with author Heather Spergel. Hi, Heather. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing just great. So you wrote a book called How Many Feet in the Bed? And when I look at the genre of the book, I'm told it's holistic parenting. Explain
yes.
to me what holistic parenting is.
Holistic parenting is natural parenting where you're looking at alternative topics like organics, eating gluten-free, natural bed sharing, topics like that. So they're not mainstream topics.
All right. So what inspired you to write about this particular subject?
My children and my family truly inspire me. I have a number of books in mind and also written in the holistic genre. My next will be on nursing, from a humorous and sweet side of nursing. And my illustrator, Anita Martino, captures the sweet side of this relationship between a mom and a child. And these books come from my life because I truly live the life of a holistic parent in everything that I do.
So you have a series of books with Nini Spergolini.
That's right.
Right? So what can kids expect to experience when they read the Nini Spergolini books?
I see moments, small moments in everyday life, little things like the water trickling down the driveway, and I imagine the adventure that Nini Spergolini could have. Right now, I have four book ideas, and I'm working with a great illustrator, Brian Perla, and he brings his experience as a rocker to the project.
This particular story, How Many Feet in the Bed, the story of the simple joy that comes from being a family, not just in playtime, but in sleepy time as well. Give me some examples of the pure joy of being part of a family at both times.
In my house, with holistic parenting and natural parenting, we spend a lot of time together, we cook together, we have wonderful times together, and that time doesn't just end at bedtime. We read books, we cuddle together, and then we go to sleep together.
So How Many Feet in the Bed is just a story about everybody being in the same place at the same time and enjoying one another,
That's
yes?
That's right, cats included. And if you have dogs, then the dogs can come in too.
So the follow-up book should be How Many Paws in the Bed?
Actually, yes, it could be.
I understand you're a prolific writer. You are always writing. And I'm guessing you have some other ideas in the works now?
My ideas actually feel endless. Besides the Nini Spergolini series that will be ongoing, I have another series titled Gabby Babaroni that's starting in the fall. Gabby's journey is completely unique because it mirrors my experience as a Broadway performer when I was young. My husband is a chiropractor working out of a home office, and I watch the children stare at the door dividing our office and our house, and they wonder, what is behind that door? Things like that spur me on to creating the Magic Door series and other series. You know, what are children really thinking? I'm also in the process of charting our experiences when my son could no longer eat gluten. That book coming out is going to be a combination of a cookbook and a sweet story that's going to help other families going through a similar process with food allergies and food sensitivities. I'm always writing, brainstorming, and laughing at the crazy and fun life that I lead. It's never boring in my house. Never.
You seem to be all over the map, but in reality, these really are about family, first and foremost, all of these books, yes?
Absolutely, and there really are two lines of books that I'm working on. There's the holistic line, when you have the bed sharing, the nursing, the gluten-free, and then there's the imaginative line, the Nini Spergolini, Gabby Babaroni, the Magic Door. So I really have so many ideas just bubbling out of me that I just have to get them written, have to get them illustrated, and get them out there and share.
And who should be reading these books? Should it be the parents? Should it be the kids? Should it be both?
Both, actually. My son is 5 and a half, so he's reading some of what I'm writing, and my 2 and a half-year-old loves to be read to, so I read everything that I'm writing to her also.
How about the dogs and cats? As long as they're going to share the bed, should they be reading these also?
Well, they're cuddling in and listening, that's for sure.
All right. Heather Spergel is her name. She is the author of a book called How Many Feet in the Bed? Heather, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.